Our interview tonight is fantastic. It's a discussion, Harry Blaser and I chewing through the Amazon deal, the acquisition of Whole Foods, which I think is an incredibly important event. And it's a real step in the shift from global 2.0 to 3.0. Now, this has been ongoing for months, but this for years. And we've been talking about it since 2013. But there is an acceleration happening. And this is a very important acceleration. And certainly, if you look at the different immediate impacts in the equity markets, certainly that was the signal. Harry and I chew through it in many respects. Interestingly enough, one of our, we have a really wonderful subscriber who's got a small business working with Amazon, and he got on subscriber input and gave me a lot of correction. So he says the Amazon story is a little bit better in the small business space than Harry and I were saying. So I wanted to note that I was duly corrected. Anyway, if you haven't read the last annual wrap-up, which we published in January, The Global Harvest and What It Means to Investors, I wanted to focus in the annual wrap-up on food and the macroeconomics of food because I felt it was going to become ever more important. And now we're watching an unbelievable competition for the American grocery dollar. Now that's going to help keep prices down in what is otherwise a very inflationary situation. So this is going to be a ferocious process, and it's very much worth keeping an eye on. If you haven't read the annual wrap-up, The Global Harvest and What It Means to Investors, I think it's very, very good background for the conversation that I had with Harry. And it's a real pleasure to have somebody with his knowledge and background help me chew through this deal. So very, very interesting interview.